Florence Balgarnie. Florence Balgarnie was born in Scarborough in 1856, the daughter of Reverend Robert Balgarnie. Florence became the secretary of the town's University Extension Scheme, which provided accessible lectures to the community, and in 1883 won an election to the Scarborough School Board, the first woman to do so. Her organisational and public speaking skills led her to London, where she became secretary to the Central National Society for Women's Suffrage. In this role, she lectured and also lobbied politicians to support women's rights to vote and attended women's rights conferences in Paris and Washington, D.C. She became known as one of the best women speakers of her day. She remained involved in politics all her life. As a member of the Women's Liberal Federation, she pushed her party to support women's rights and helped organise working women's trades unions in London's East End. She also joined with the British Women's Temperance Association to campaign against the alcohol trade. Her major personal successes included persuading the Home Secretary to appoint female police matrons in prisons to better care for female prisoners, and also for women factory inspectors. As a travelling journalist and lecturer, she shared her experiences gained abroad of prisons, alcohol laws and women's rights in order to bring best practices into use in Britain. Florence was also involved in international campaigning, inspired by Ida B. Wells' movement against the lynching of African Americans. She helped form the British Anti-Lynching Committee, which made her unpopular in much of the British and American press. In 1903, she was the only European elected to the Indian National Congress in Madras, telling the delegates that, "You may trust me to raise my voice on behalf of India." At home, she was involved in the peace movement and was an implacable opponent of the British Empire's actions in the Boer War. She died in 1928, aged 72, in Florence, whilst travelling in Italy.